Hello and welcome to
Welcome to the future.
Oh, Charles, I'm so glad that once again we managed to put the cares of today aside and ignore the news cycle and just spend some time in the future.
And we're back to our reason to exist, really.
Yes.
Which is we've got some Bluetooth products to review today.
Some wonderful, wonderful Bluetooth products. The most reliable and useful technology ever invented by humanity, Bluetooth.
So we'll just go to an ad break and then we'll get straight into it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the first Bluetooth is just wonderful. It's just a genuinely good product.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no kicker at the end, I promise you.
Okay.
I promise you there's no kicker at the end.
I don't believe you. If you could see the look on his face, dear listener, you would be skeptical.
So they're called the LG Tone Free T90 Dolby Atmos Wireless Earbuds.
Oh, I like Dolby Atmos.
Yes.
That's the technology that makes it feel as though not only is the sound coming from around you sort of in a circle, but up and down as well. That's what you want.
Yes. So, and these new LG Tone Free T90 Dolby Atmos Wireless Earbuds.
Catchy name.
Yeah, I know. They're really sort of they replaced the LG Tone Free FP9 earbuds.
At last.
Which didn't have Dolby Atmos and were released about a year ago. So LG are just killing it with the earbuds,
oh,
right?
So good, so good.
And the whole thing is that they do the Dolby Atmos thing. Do you know what the Dolby Atmos thing is?
I know that there's vertical sort of speakers. That's what I know. But what are you referring to?
Well, what it is what it does is it tracks the movement of your head.
Oh, yes.
And so as you're listening to something, if you move your head, the sound appears to sort of stay in the same place, which is really useful if you're watching something on like Netflix or Prime or Apple TV, which all have Dolby Atmos enabled for certain programs.
I do have this. I have this with my AirPods. So if I'm watching something on the iPad and I look over to the right,
yes,
the sound will move so that it still sounds as though it's coming from where the iPad physically is in the room,
yes,
which used to happen.
So they are exactly like they are apparently, according to the review that I've just read on Gizmodo, they are as good as the Apple at that particular task of, you know, doing the Dolby Atmos thing. And it is incredible, right? Like, so now you don't just have to buy AirPods or AirPod Pro 2s is what has it, to be able to enjoy the delightful TV programs that have Dolby Atmos enabled.
Charles, I'm suspecting, as my head tracks around the room, I'm suspecting a catch somewhere.
Well, the thing is, so I've looked up what are the programs that we can expect to watch with this remarkable new technology.
Hmm.
They are things like Malibu Rescue, very useful to be able to watch Malibu Rescue. And if you turn and not see it for a second, the sound still keeps coming from the right place.
Dang, so it's only particular programs where it works.
Clifford the Big Red Dog, for example.
I've never heard of it, but it sounds like I want to hear that dog in the right position in the room.
It's about a movie about a dog that is red, whose name is Clifford.
And quite big.
Yes.
Yep.
Look, Street Food Latin America.
Yeah.
Dolby Atmos. You can see how useful that would be.
But why is it why is it only these few shows, Charles?
Look, I'm sure once it catches on, every show will have Dolby Atmos. It's just these are the ones that, you know, are so crucial to our culture that they've already implemented this very high-tech thing. Now, I can sense everyone's sort of rushing out to get them immediately.
Yeah, no, just that's what I'm about to leave.
There is just one tiny tiny, tiny little thing about these earpods.
The LG Bluetooth headphones.
I should probably call them by their proper name, which is the LG Tone Free T90 Dolby Atmos Wireless Earbuds.
Yeah.
Which are
you didn't have to look that up, did you? You remembered the full name.
Yeah, of course. Which is, they look, they're black, but they look otherwise identical to AirPod Pro 2s, right? Like they're essentially the same thing. They also happen to be the same price, right? So it's just like, much $6,000,
yeah.
Much of a muchness, whatever, right? Except the LG Tone Free T90 Dolby Atmos Wireless Earbuds are just slightly bigger.
Oh, no.
Than the previous model, which apparently were very well received, and a lot bigger than the Apple earbud things. And the thing about making something that you actually stick in your ear bigger is that over time it creates excruciating pain. And so what has happened is this Gizmodo journalist has written up a really good review of the earpods and then has had to write up a second review warning everyone.
So they might have taken the foolish move of just trying them for, I don't know, 3 days.
Yes.
But at 7 days.
It's day seven.
It's excruciating.
Yeah, it's excruciating because obviously they didn't have quite the sort of technology that Apple had to miniaturize it all.
Mm.
And they went, doesn't matter. What's a few millimeters for an ear socket? And so they just made it bigger than people's ears. Like literally, like what? Like, I mean, I'm like, where, what? Like, who signed off on that?
Charles, all you got to do is get them surgically attached. If you get them surgically implanted, then the weight will be spread across the whole of your body.
Yes. Yes, that's not a bad idea. Or use that vibrating thing that gives you migraines.
Have you
heard about that?
No, what's that?
So there's, you can still get them in Chinatown in Sydney. I saw some for sale the other day. Very cheap. You can get sunglasses, $60 for the vibration sunglasses. Do you know about these?
No.
Right, so they don't use speakers at all. It's just literally.
Oh, I do know these. Yeah,
vibrate through the stem of the, what fits over your ear, right? And the whole promise was you don't need to worry about.
No one will be able to hear.
No one can hear it because it's not actually transmitting sound.
Yeah,
it's
conduction.
Just transmitting it into your skull. Right?
That always sounded slightly creepy to me.
Apparently what it does after a few weeks of using it is it gives you permanent tinnitus.
Right. But by the same token, no one can overhear the music you're playing because you have to play it louder and louder and louder and louder to hear it.
That's brilliant. The thing is that, on the negative side, it gives you tinnitus. On the plus side, they are very cheap to buy now.
$60. I can see what this.
Like they're down from, they used to cost about $500. So it's a real bargain.
Well, Charles, the first product I have for you today is also a groundbreaking listening device.
Mm.
And this is created by one of the world's most popular companies.
I am.
And when you think about cutting edge consumer products for the home,
yes,
colorful, innovative,
yes,
very expensive products, you're probably familiar with a company called Dyson.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Dyson makes the fans, yes, the vacuum cleaners,
yes,
all of these things. Well, they've branched into an amazing new product called the Dyson Zone. Have you heard of the Dyson Zone?
I have not heard of the Dyson Zone.
They're a pair of headphones.
They're headphones as well.
Yeah,
right.
Dyson's making headphones at last.
And they're Bluetooth?
They are beautiful. Of course they're Bluetooth.
Oh,
look at that. And if you look at the photo there, it looks like end of a Dyson vacuum stuck on your ear. They're made out of metal.
They look like headphones.
They do. They are headphones. They cost $1,000 US.
$1,000.
Because not only, Charles, are they regular headphones. You're probably thinking, what is the other special sauce that Dyson wouldn't bring to the table?
Do they dry your hands badly?
No, they don't. Well, it's bizarre because I was just in Japan.
Do they suck?
Just on those, in a way, yes. The Dyson Airblade thing that was supposed to be this revolution, they've had those in Japan for 20 years, exact same thing.
Oh, really?
Just not the Dyson brand. So I'm kind of baffled about it. Anyway, the other thing that Dyson's well known for, it's not just fans, Charles, it's air purifiers. And Everyone bought, a lot of people bought them during the bushfires in Australia.
Yes. Yeah.
That suck at vast cost, to suck money out of your wallet, but suck contaminants out of the air. And apparently they're quite good air purifiers. You might be asking, how do you put an air purifier into a headphone, Charles? Is that what you're wondering?
Yeah, I am wondering that.
Well, what you do is, firstly, you make them incredibly heavy.
Oh, great. Because you're not going to carry them around on your head.
On your head, that's right. So the cups are actually metal and they're very, very thick because they have in them fans.
Oh,
there are fans inside the headphones. So if you imagine, we've both got over-ear headphones on now.
Yes.
Imagine that there's a heavy metal fan with that sort of typical Dyson Beautiful design on the outside of the ear.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This was designed by somebody who thought the pandemic was going to last forever.
And there's a slight problem with this. Secondly, there is noise from the fans. Which, according to tech journo Marques Brownlee, who's a channel I love, MKBHD, who's reviewed these, he said, spoiler alert, it was the worst products he'd reviewed in his entire career. And they're very heavy. They make noise. But here's the clever bit, Charles. Here's the thing that sets them apart from any other headphone.
Mm.
They come with a mask. It's basically there's a thing that covers your mouth as well.
Right.
And what it does, the pitch is, it uses the air that comes through the fan.
Yeah.
It basically pipes your ear.
Yeah.
And there's tubes and a kind of mouthpiece.
Yes.
That covers up the whole of your mouth.
Right.
It's kind of like a wrap around sunglasses.
Yeah, for your mouth.
Over your whole of them, your mouth. Yes. And so I'll see if I can find a photo.
That would be useful for Kevin Rudd. I think the only person who's going to rush out and buy one of these is Kevin Rudd, because presumably he could hook it up so that it's like a straw type thing from your ear.
Oh, the earwax. I thought you were just saying you wanted him to shut up because I'll show you a picture of this. It basically, below your nose, you can't see the mouth at all. That's what it looks like. It's huge.
Yes.
They're huge things that cover the mouth.
Sort of looks like a lazy sci-fi interpretation of an alien life form.
Yeah, exactly. It could be Star Trek. It looks like, you know, some sort of robot interpreter or something.
And is the idea privacy? Is that the
Idea is that it gives you filtered air.
It gives you air.
So you're sitting there, you've got the headphones on, you're listening to beats, listening to tunes.
Yes.
And
you're getting air. You're getting a neck ache.
That's right. So the air is sucked through.
You need air to sort of hold this thing up.
Now, Charles, you're probably thinking, well, what a brilliant product for the pandemic. It can have a closed system and give you purified air so that you don't get COVID.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I think has happened. I think that they've designed it for the pandemic. The pandemic's ended. They've gone, fuck.
Now, ironically, they had this idea before the pandemic.
Oh.
And the idea was it's for people who live in smoggy cities where you're commuting, whatever it is, or you're in the subway or something.
Yes.
You don't want to breathe in the subway air with all the soot in it and whatever. That's what it's
exactly,
for. So the thing is, it's not a closed loop. It's not actually
an
airtight mask.
So it takes air from the COVID guy sitting next to you.
Yes. Well, presumably it filters it, but it blows it across.
Blows it into your mouth.
Mm. That's right.
Via your earwax.
So it's basically not covered at all. So all you're getting is this air just blown across your mouth and nose, which apparently is just, if anything, odd and irritating. And it's not a closed loop enough, for instance, to – you can't go into a space where there's a smell. Like Marquez tried it by going into a public toilet.
He
said it still stank. It didn't prevent the public toilet from stinking. But then he got a doctor on. Just sort of look at whether there was actually a health benefit to having these headphones purifying your sort of personal air for you. And this doctor said, actually, no, not only does it not help you, having air continuously blowing across your mucous membranes in your nose and your mouth actually makes you more vulnerable to getting infected.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's actually apparently it's worse for you in terms of avoiding getting an illness than wearing nothing. Not only do you look ridiculous and you have to pay probably $1,300 Australian dollars for a pair of headphones that are very heavy, but they make you more likely to get sick.
It sounds like the perfect gift for your worst enemy.
Yes. Should we get some for yours, actually? We were talking about the same person.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to think. Like, so many people I'd want to buy one for. I think this is going to go huge at Christmas.
Good news is you can take off the visor thing if you want, the mouthpiece.
Right. The good news is you can disable the key point about the product.
Yes, that's right. You can just have just a very, very heavy pair of headphones with a built-in fan if you want. I'm just looking at the price. Yes, it is $999 US dollars for these headphones.
Mm.
Apparently the sound isn't too bad. Just that everything else about it is completely shit. So there you go. That's another amazing Bluetooth product, Bluetooth headphones. And finally, Charles, I don't know whether you've seen this new invention by Apple. I was quite shocked by this. Can I go on to our other obsession here on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Which is AI. Apparently, Apple have invented a way of synthesizing your own voice, which means that we never have to do the podcast again.
Oh, really?
It's called Personal Voice.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, in just 15 minutes of talking, it will just basically completely accurately mimic your own voice.
Oh, fantastic.
It's supposed to be good if you have, let's say if you have ALS, you know, like Roger Ebert got that degenerative disease where you can't speak anymore.
Yes.
It'll be able to synthesize your voice that sounds exactly like the real thing. There is the slight downside of this technology being used by scammers to ring and pretend to be a loved one and get you to wire them money. But I'm sure Apple's thought that through. Do you think, though, their pitch is that if you have this problem, you can tell people that you love them in a voice that sounds like you?
I think this is going to be enormously useful. Except it'll be only available with Siri, won't it? So your partner will ring up and you'll want to put it on autopilot so you can go, oh, yes, dear. Oh, that sounds terrible.
That's not bad,
I love you.
Poor you.
Yeah, poor you. Oh, that's it. You know, please tell me more. I'd like to hear more about your entire day. And then what happens is Siri will be the AI in the middle. Rather than entire
day, did you say bushfire pay?
And you know what will happen? Because your partner will also use their sort of thing. We can outsource entire relationships to just see if we
– We're never doing the podcast again, James.
No,
it's just going to be digital me talking to digital you.
Well, you know that I just – that's what I did. I gave it 70 hours of Welcome to the Future and that's what this podcast is.
You are sounding quite coherent and well-informed, actually. Clearly that's – so this is coming very soon, apparently, anyway, this personal synthesizer.
Yeah.
Has there been any serious consideration given to the ethics and the possible abuse of this thing and the privacy violations?
No.
But I'm sure if we ask Apple, they can just generatively create a bullshit
excuse. Well, actually, we can get Tim Cook to apologize to us. Using his own voice.
What a good idea. So there you go. That's the future. A future of heavy personal air purifying headphones that don't work and make you sick. other earphones that make your ears hurt excruciatingly badly and you can't trust that. When you say, I just want to hear the sound of your voice, that's no longer a sweet thing that can now be deeply chilling. Isn't the future wonderful? Makes me miss MS-DOS, Charles.
I want to go back to sort of the times when the highest tech thing was being able to say boobies on your calculator.
I mean, those were good days.
They were the good days.
You still can, if you can find a pocket calculator anyway.
No, but they're all Bluetooth.
Oh, shit. Ag is from Rode. We are part of the Iconoclast Network. Catch you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.